The following is a production of 10 Ply Media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Couch Thoughts Podcast. I'm Rocky Persinger from A Couch. With me, as always, partner in crime, Brent Pickens. What's up, Brent?
What's up, Rock?
Oh, man, it's just another week. Here we are back again, Couch Thoughts Podcast.
Back on the grind.
A little bit of a dry news week this week.
Yeah.
You know, kind of not much going on.
Yeah, but Rock thinks we're not going to make it past 40 minutes. We'll see.
Could be the week. Could be the week we don't have a full hour show.
Yep.
I mean, could be the week.
It could be, but see how it goes. I don't know.
So, you know, update, Pickens. I'm 30 years old.
Yep.
I think I'm dying.
Yep. Falling apart?
Just falling apart.
Well, it could be that 8-pound burrito you ate when I walked in the door.
I don't know what you're talking. I mean, I did maybe...
Eight eggs.
There wasn't eight eggs.
8 pounds of sausage.
I had a little burrito this morning, a little breakfast burrito when Brent came over.
It was the size of a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Now, there was only a 1/4 pound of sausage and 4 eggs. I mean, you know.
It was basically the size of a Mountain Dew bottle. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to talk about Mountain Dew right now. I'm fucking hooked on Mountain Dew. It gets to be an addiction, man.
I'm glad you never got hooked on drugs.
Oh, I'm telling you,
it would have been bad. Cause
food and Mountain Dew.
It's bad enough.
That is my drug. And instead of killing me quickly, it's just slowly killing me.
Yep.
So, but you know, you hit 30. I'm my dad's like 65 this year. This year he turns 65.
Really?
Yep. And I don't know, man. You know, people say, oh, once you hit 40, you start falling apart. Well, here I am at 30, man. I can't even see 40 right now. I might not make it, Pickens.
Nah, you'll make it.
I might. This could be the week.
If anybody's going out first, it's definitely me.
Now.
It's definitely me.
It is true. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not in harm's way any. I just sit in an office.
I don't know. You know? I guess there's still some kids we went to high school with that's still alive that we used to be friends with. So,
they're still alive, but I don't know how they are.
I don't know how they are, and I haven't seen them. So.
They lived a lot rougher lives than I have. Yeah. So.
At least we stay away from the drugs.
That's true. But just decided to slowly kill ourselves with McDonald's and Mountain Dew.
I'll take that over the alternative any day.
I'm just trying to keep the tradition of my people alive. You know, that's what Appalachian people do.
It is.
We eat ourselves to death, and then we die when we're 45.
I can't think of a better way to go.
I mean, what are you going to do? But, you know, Pickens this week, we talked last week that the Resident Evil 2 demo came out.
Yes.
Well, Pickens has purchased the full game.
Yep.
And I'm just going to turn it over to him for the verdict.
All right. Well, I'll give you a rating after I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, and the stuff that really pisses me off about it.
You were going to say ugly there.
No.
You missed the opportunity.
I was going to, but it has to be worse than ugly. What is just, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Speaking of ugly, though, Pickens has trimmed the beard
up. I did. I had to. It was getting a little... It was uneven.
But you're looking good, man.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking good. Anyway, Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil 2, I played the one-shot demo. It didn't give a whole lot away about it. I mean, it kind of did what you said it was probably going to do. It wasn't... it was part of the game, but it wasn't the beginning, so... which I mean, it was pretty neat. But anyway, the graphics are amazing. The story, I mean, it's pretty. They pretty much stayed on base with Resident Evil 2, the original game.
Yeah.
But I mean, the gameplay is great. The visuals of everything, you know, it was smooth. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It has a good feel to it. The puzzles and all that, the different puzzles that you do, it wasn't too hard to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, you got a little bit of safe cracking on there that you got the dial, cracking. you got it, you know.
The little doll.
So, but, you know, and of course it has your three difficulty levels, assisted, and then there's a normal, and then there's a harder level.
Which, Pete, you were on normal,
I was on normal. And I played quite a while on normal, and then last night, and I'll tell you, I cranked it down, and I couldn't tell a difference. Because I got to this dog where the zombie dogs are coming at you. But anyway, the thing that really aggravated me with it is ammo is hard to find, okay? Which, I mean, I kind of figured that was going to be the case.
Yep.
But when you do, you actually, you know, get ammo, and then it takes on certain ones. Now, I'm not going to say all of them, because some of them, it's one or two shots.
Yeah.
But you, man, there's just one I shot 8 times in the head, and he was still kept getting up.
Still kept kicking.
And that's frustrating when you don't have a whole lot. And the guns are kind of, the aiming is off a little bit. It's hard to...
Well, I mean, you said the gameplay it was good.
It is good. But it may be a part of just where the zombie's head, the movement.
Yeah.
It's not like the original game, you know, they screamed a little bit and walked straight at you. You know, I mean, they're pretty terrifying, but their head movement is...
Well, they move pretty well in the original game, too. The difference was, in the original game, they had what you called tank controls, right? Uh-huh. So you stop, you aim, and then you just point in a direction that you want to fire, and you fire.
Right.
You can't distinguish between body shots and head shots, yep, whatever, in the original. You know, you're just sitting there like this, yep, and then you shoot. But in this one, you actually have to,
right,
aim up and down, too.
Which, you know, later on, I got a shotgun, and of course, that made it a whole lot easier. But it's still hard to find ammo,
right,
you know? And anyway, I got to the part where the dogs coming at you is brutal. Because there's so many of them, you barely have any ammo, then you run out, then you're trying to, find ammo. It was awful.
The dogs, man. I remember the dogs from the OG one. I didn't play the original a lot, because like I said, I didn't have PlayStation growing up, you know. But I remember, like, the people always complained about the dogs and the liquors, or whatever they are.
Yeah.
People always, that was a big deal. So, yeah. I mean, you're probably not the only one stuck on that part, honestly.
But, I mean, all in all, it's a pretty solid game. But I was more of a fan of 5.
Yeah.
Because another thing that really aggravates me about it is you don't really have a melee weapon the whole time. Because, yeah. I mean, you get a combat knife, but you can only use it so much until it breaks.
Right.
And if they get a hold of you, you can't push them off. You can't you can't use your gun as a melee. You can't do a melee.
That's
with your
the thing.
Gun.
You should be able to pistol whip them.
Right.
Yeah.
Or even on 5, remember, you could punch and kick.
Yep.
And I understand they're trying to go back to the horror game kind of. I think that's why we were such a fan of 5, because it was more like an 80s action.
Yeah,
you know,
we've said that before. The reason we really like 5 is because we like Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yeah.
And 5 felt like that. Also, the co-op,
yeah,
going through the game, you know, as the co-op.
Well, you
awesome.
Had that badass sword, too. I think you had a sword, or maybe it was just a longer knife. It kind of looked like it was this.
It was a machete.
Yeah. And I was kind of hoping for something like that. But it is really frustrating. You know, I do recommend you go out and play it. It's a good game. It's just, it is frustrating when you're out of ammo, or your gun break, or your knife breaks, and then you have to try to run around them to get to something.
See, I think it's kind of supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
You're always supposed to feel like you don't have enough ammo, or you don't have enough health, or you don't have a stabbing device.
Yeah.
You know, you're always supposed to feel like that. But, you know, and then maybe, you know, Resident Evil 5 didn't feel like that until you got on the harder difficulties.
Yeah.
You know, they're going more for the Last of Us type
Yeah.
thing with this one, you know.
Which I'm fine with that, but man, you have to have some sort of melee in there. You can't something, whether it's punch, kick. Yeah.
The difference with The Last of Us, though, there was a way to just sneak around,
right?
You know, these people. See, when you're just rolling down a hallway, I mean, where are you gonna sneak to?
Well, and the thing of it is, you know, you got in the hospital or the police station. There's three floors, and then I made it to the parking garage.
Yeah.
Well, it basically all just circles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all connected. So yeah. You'll be going down this hallway, but you come down this hallway probably 15 or 20 different times.
Right.
Because you got to find certain keys to these doors or this or that.
And that same guy that was there the right. first time is there the 20th
right.
time.
So you have to kill him. But here another thing that I didn't remember, you can find these boards.
Oh, board up the windows?
Yeah, because if you don't board up, if the windows are open, they just come in.
Yeah.
So, and you know how in the original, if you shut a door and went through it, they didn't come through it.
Yeah.
Well, if they're chasing you, come through it. Yeah, they'll be beating on the door at first, and then they come through it.
Oh shit!
So, I felt like you kind of have, you know, anytime I got ammo or if somebody's in the way, I killed them because I'm gonna be coming back through that way, and I mean, you eventually have to kill them.
Yeah.
So, I do wish they would at least, you know, the ammo thing I understand, but I don't know why, you know, you have a 9mm pistol. You shouldn't. There's no thing in this world that 8 shots in the head, it's not going to kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of wish they would have did something a little different with that.
Yeah.
And I wish they would. You would have had a melee weapon.
Yeah.
That didn't break or at least a kick or punch or pistol whip.
I mean, I understand. Even you know, usually with zombies, it's like one shot in the head, they're dead. You know. Right. I would even understand like 2 or 3 shots. You know, in the head, maybe.
No, I understand body shots. Okay, if I'm shooting him in the body, you know, it's not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but when you're shooting him in the head 6 or 8 times and it's not killing him, so yeah, that to me that those are just my two biggest gripes about it.
Yeah.
The story and the visuals and the way the zombies come at you and everything and the different types.
Yeah.
I thought it was really neat, you know, how they did it.
So I still want to play. I haven't played it yet. I do want to play it. One thing I want to talk about though that I heard through the internet grapevine is the music.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but if you want the music from the original game, you have to go pay $3.99 for it.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. You can't just, you know, and so it's a DLC. And it comes with the super special limited edition or whatever.
Uh-huh. That's you can play $89.
Yeah, you can play through the game with the original soundtrack, and even the sound effects. It's you know, like the I'm told the new game when it comes to the menu, it just says Resident Evil 2, you know. But like the old game, and you know, like all the games so far, it said Resident Evil 2, like that, right? So if you buy the old sound effects, you get that too. Like,
oh, that's cool.
And then all the old music and stuff. But I just don't understand why is that not included in the game in the first damn place?
Oh, it's because of these pre-orders, man. That's why they get them because you know people are going to pay that extra. I mean, when it comes to that stuff, I've seen a couple times where it was actually the pre-orders worth it.
Yeah.
But not very often. A lot of the times they throw one or two things in there like the music or something and then, you know, well that's $89 or
yeah, well, and at least you can buy it separately. But just to have the original soundtrack and sound effects that came with the first game,
yeah.
You have to pay $4? That doesn't seem right to me, man.
It doesn't.
You know, that should just be, it should be an option in the game.
Yeah.
You want the new soundtrack, or do you want the original?
Or at least do it the way on and I know a lot of people probably haven't played, but on Resident Evil 5, when you play through the first time, you know, you have all this money at the end, and you can buy and unlock certain stuff.
Yep.
You remember different guns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that would have been kind of cool if they would have done something like that.
Or like, you know, beat the game on hard.
Yeah.
You get the original soundtrack and you can play through the game. You know, I locking that behind a paywall is just ridiculous to
me. Yeah, that is.
You know. But yeah, like I said, I still just you describing the game and looking at reviews I've heard online. Mm-hmm. People seem to really like it, so I want to play it. It's just it's just getting the time
I'd give it a solid 8. Because I think it was a pretty solid game.
It was, a pretty solid remake of the original.
Right, I haven't, like I said, full disclosure, I hadn't beat it or anything yet.
Yeah.
But I did make it to the parking garage, and all those damn dogs, it's tough.
Yeah.
And if they would have put a melee weapon in that doesn't break, or gun or whatever, yeah, that'd have been, to me, that would have changed it. Or been able to at least push them away.
Yeah.
But... what are you gonna do?
I kind of almost want to go. I almost want to go on the PlayStation 3 store and buy the original 3.
Yeah,
kind of want to do that. I don't remember if I have those on the PS3 or not. But
yeah,
that's the one thing I miss on PlayStation 4 is the extensive PS1 library. Man,
I know.
The PS3, it didn't start out great like that, but man, the PlayStation Store on PS3 has so many. PlayStation 1 games, PlayStation 2 games that you can buy. And why that didn't transfer over directly to the PlayStation 4 store, I will never know.
Yeah, I thought it was all going to be the same library that you because, to me there's no different. I mean, why can't you just download,
It's all an HD port of an original game.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some sort of emulator or something in the PS3 that's not in the PS4 that you can play those games. I mean, I know the PS3, every PS3 can play, like I've said before, every PS3 can play PS1 games.
Yeah.
Which I never knew that when during the PlayStation 3 era, nobody knew that.
No.
Nobody knew that you could play pretty much every PlayStation 1 game on your PS3.
No, you could play PlayStation 2 games, and that was the big thing, but no one ever really said.
Well, and that was only available on the first model.
Yeah, the first gen.
Yeah, but, you could play your PS2 discs on the PS3, but nobody, I knew in that model you could play PS1 games with the disc. But I didn't know, after they removed the PS2 compatibility, you could still put your PlayStation 1 disc in the PS3 and play it. Like, I had no idea.
Well, not many people did.
I don't
understand why you wouldn't market that. Hey.
Well, and, that's why everybody... Remember when they took out the PS2 compatibility on the PS3? Everybody was bitching about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, everybody hated that. And... nobody from Sony came out and said, well, guys, you can still play your PS1 games.
No.
Nobody said that.
No.
Nobody knew. But, back to Resident Evil 2, man, just the paywall for the music is a little ridiculous. But all in all, I hear they did a pretty good job with the game. So I am going to pick it up. With just the amount of backlog I have right now, though. Oh, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. But,
well, hell, by the look of your books there, you're planning on reading your book till 2028.
Yeah, and I'm planning on, which we're going to get to that here in a second, of about how much nerdy shit I have that I just can't get to. But before we do that, before we get off the Resident Evil topic, there's some stuff floating around the internet that Netflix is making a Resident Evil show on Netflix. And I think Brent said last week on the podcast that they're talking about redoing the movies.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I hate remakes and reboots and all this stuff, man.
Like, yeah, I do too, but I guess they're wanting to go back to their horror, the way the originals were.
Yeah.
So, but I am a little confused because if they're planning on redoing the movies... I'm not sure if there's enough to do a TV series.
Yeah.
But, I guess if you just go off the games, there's a lot of... because the movies never really... to me, they never really did anything with Chris Redfield.
No, they didn't.
They
had Mila Jovovich or whatever her name was.
Yeah, it was Alice, and...
I didn't like those movies.
I thought they were going to do with more with Chris Redfield and his sister.
And Leon.
Yeah, Leon.
Leon in there.
Yeah, and they never really did. So, I mean, maybe if you're going to do a show, do a TV series, maybe they can do it like Chris Redfield and them, or from the beginning and kind of show the backstory a little bit there.
Well, do you think they should do jacked Chris Redfield from Resi 5?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, has to be. Has to be.
Because, the original Resident Evil 1, he's just like a skinny dude like Leon.
Yeah.
And then he shows up in Resident Evil 5 and he's like this jacked, he looks like Arnold.
He does.
So, let's just go ahead. What do you think you want out of a Resident Evil Netflix show?
I think I would like to, I really think I'd like to see, I don't even know where you would start. Maybe from the first one, from the first game, you think?
Maybe. I don't know where you go because, the first two games are about going through hallways in a mansion or, police department or whatever it is. I don't even
which I guess it could, maybe they're stuck together in the police station
that works for a game because you got to go over here and get this item to open this part of the thing. Right. I don't see how that works in a series. They're trapped in this thing,
Well, I could see, they're stuck and they're trying to figure out the secrets that, because it was an old museum or something. I can't remember what they called it. But, I mean, I could see how, they do part of a season where, the first episode, they get stuck in there together with zombies and they're trying to find a way out.
Yeah.
And then maybe the rest of the season, they're trying to find out why somebody let the outbreak go or something. Something like that, I guess I could see.
So it's kind of like Clue, but like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Clue with zombies.
Yeah, I mean.
Who did it? Chris Redfield in the foyer with the rocket launcher. Candlestick, yeah.
But I really hope that Netflix moves along with this project because I'm kind of curious to see how they do it and what they do because they've done a decent job with some of their TV shows that
they have, man.
That they've done, which kind of surprised me, So
yeah, which we're going to talk about those a little bit, but even some of the shows they have, like some of their like romantic comedies are actually pretty good on Netflix. They have different genres. It's not just the Marvel shows,
right?
They have a lot of different genres, and even the thing they do now is Allison was watching this show. It's like a drama. I think it's called You. Y-O-U. Allison's watching this thing, but what happened there with Netflix is it was on like Lifetime or Hallmark or some bullshit channel.
Uh-huh.
And then they canceled it. I think it was Hallmark. And Hallmark had to cancel it. Well, then Netflix picked it up, and that's what they did with Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Trailer Park Boys was on a Canadian, I think it was a Canadian equivalent of Showtime. I don't remember what it's called. Remember, it's on all the intro to all the first episodes. But I think it's like the equivalent to Showtime in Canada,
Yeah.
And it got canceled. Yeah. Trailer Park Boys got canceled, and then Netflix picked it up, and now it's on Netflix. The only thing about that, wasn't very good once it came to Netflix, in my opinion, but I don't know. I think the good thing about Netflix is, from what I hear from celebrities who've done projects with them, the studio doesn't give you any notes or anything. You kind of, like in a big budget movie, right? There's the person who's creative that actually knows the stuff, like a Resident Evil, And then you get the studio involved, right? Huh. And the studio is like, they're like, oh, you need to change this or you need to do this to make it more, public friendly or whatever. You know, Netflix doesn't really do that. Yeah. From what I heard, like, Bill Burr has that animated show on there, F is for Family.
Yeah.
That's a really funny show, by the way. It's just about a family in the 70s. Basically about him growing up. But he just kind of says, you know, they put shit in that show, and Netflix is like, you know, he's used to going to, like, an executive at a studio, and then they're like, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, Netflix just kind of says, oh, no, just do it and take it farther than that.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe with the Resident Evil, if you can get somebody in there that really likes Resident Evil.
Yeah.
I just don't know how, you know, because a lot of people think of Resident Evil as just them going through hallways and shooting shit.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that on a show. So,
They gotta have a little bit of substance. They gotta have
a
decent little story. So, with all the stuff they've done with Resident Evil, I mean, if you go back and look at all the games, there's all kinds of stuff they could do with it.
Yeah.
It's just knowing which direction they're going to go, and then knowing what they're planning on doing with the movies also.
Right. Which I think, I don't know, man. I think they're just going to try to make it like The Walking Dead.
I mean,
hopefully they make it like the good seasons of The Walking Dead and not the shitty seasons. But, you know, I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes. Zombies, they're a little late on this one. Yeah. Zombies are kind of played out.
Yeah. You know?
But, you know, Resident Evil 7 kind of revitalized the franchise.
Yeah.
You know, it's first-person game, but it's back to, you know, you're in the house with these crazy-ass people. And
that scares crap out of me.
Yeah, I wouldn't play it.
I
didn't play it because I thought it would be too scary, but
because
I'm a bitch like that.
Man, those games are rough, though.
Yeah, that's... like that Outlast game, you ever seen
that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That big ass dude chasing you through all that shit. Which, you know, Resident Evil 2, I think they call him Mr. X or whatever, that big maw that's chasing you around.
Oh, Tyrant?
Yeah, is that what they call him?
The Tyrant, yeah.
Oh, okay. In Resident Evil 2, the guy that shows up all the time, he's just fucking lumbering and chasing you.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Okay, so. But anyway, man.
Real quick.
Sure.
While we're on the, you know, kind of talking about a little bit of Netflix, anybody that's a fan of Chappelle's Show that has ever been a fan, Neil Brennan, he has two specials on there.
Yeah.
One of them is Three Mics. I can't remember the other one, but the just type in Neil Brennan, it'll pop up.
I started watching one of those and I didn't finish it.
It was pretty funny. I mean, you know, because he was basically the head writer on Chappelle's Show.
Yeah, him and Dave were, you know, that was their thing.
So, if you get a chance, probably just check it out. Neil Brennan, he's hilarious. I mean, just some of the stuff he says.
He is hilarious. Like, he's a really good stand-up.
But I didn't know. The Three Mics was really good. They just let him go. So, I mean, if you get a chance, check it out. It's a good watch.
But, you know, so what I got to talk about next, man, I got too much stuff going on as far as video games and books and TV shows. There's too much this day and age.
I know. It's
too much to do. Like, think about back in PlayStation 1, you know? A game like Resident Evil comes out on PlayStation 1. There's nothing else that comes out for months.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And you play that game, you obsess over the game, it's awesome, you beat it, you know it inside and out. Well, these days, just looking at my game shelf over there, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many video games to play. And especially when you get on one of these, RPGs or something. It's like a 70-hour thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, and then there's TV shows to watch. There's Game of Thrones. There's The Punisher, which we're going to talk about The Punisher here in a minute. There's all these video games. There's old video games I want to play. I'm trying to read the Star Wars EU books, the Expanded Universe, the old Legends books. I'm trying to read those so I can put together like a YouTube series on, reviewing those old books. I want to do that. I'm trying to read Game of Thrones, which is like, I've said, you could read the Bible front and back like 30 times and you'd still not be read. Game of Thrones is just there's five books. They're ridiculously thick. You know, it's just, man, it's tough going. And then I'm also trying to watch the original series of Star Trek on Netflix.
Yep.
You know, it's just, where do you get the time? At some point, you got to pick and choose. You know, I was giving Pickens a hard time last week about, you know, not watching Game of Thrones. But really, man, there's only, you got to pick what stuff you do. You got to pick and choose.
You do. And I was telling Rocky, you know, I'm one of these guys, too. It's hard for me to get into the TV show. It isn't just really an excuse of it being a lot of episodes or anything like that. It's just, I can sit down and play my PlayStation all day. It's fine. But for me, I can't just sit down and marathon a TV show.
Yep.
Unless it's Punisher for some reason. I don't, or X-Files or something like that. But it has to really suck me in. Like, it has to really grab, you know. Cause I'm like, man, that's a lot of time and commitment. And I could be doing something else. And give my our buddy Matt a hard time about, you know, we were talking about the X-Files. And he's like, man, there's just too many episodes. I mean, but
he also said they're all the same, which is a false.
Yeah,
that's
so
false.
But it takes me a lot to grab my attention and like suck me into it. So maybe one day I'll get around to watching Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, but maybe it'll all be over at some point too. you know, and then there is the HBO barrier.
Yeah,
you have to get it on HBO. But yeah, man, I just, you know, you can't consume everything that's out there. It's hard being a nerd these days, man.
It's rough.
You can't play every game. You know, like, sitting there, like, looking on my shelf of just, you know, like Spider-Man. I got the Platinum Trophy on Spider-Man. That took me forever, man. But, I beat it in, like, 2 weeks because I marathoned that game. Yeah. I got really into it. But, you know, it's just like, you do that, and then, okay, I'm playing Spider-Man. I'm trying to get the Platinum on that. Well, I can't read Game of Thrones right now because... Yeah. You know, I'm trying to do the Platinum on Spider-Man. Or, like, oh, I can't watch Star Trek right now, or I can't watch The Punisher. So, it's just first world problems, man.
Yep.
But, you know, at the same time, then you get bored of this stuff, and then there's you know, you don't know what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a little problem that Pickens has right now. Like,
yeah,
what game am I going to play after Resident Evil 2?
And I'm probably going to end up, they got a collection on PlayStation Store, they have 4, 5, and 6.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 for like, it's like $60.
Yep.
And I'll probably end up getting it to hold me off because those are good games to play. If you haven't played them, I really suggest, you know, trying them out. But because I don't really have anything else to get me until something else comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with Rock, with the whole zombie thing, it's kind of done, but when Days Gone comes out, I'll probably end up getting it.
Yeah, see, I just don't know about Days Gone, man. Don't know about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, you're basically Norman Reedus riding around on a motorcycle killing zombies.
Well, yeah, but you're not Norman Reedus, you're Starkiller from The Force Unleashed. Well, the Sam Witwer, the same guy who plays him.
He should have a lightsaber.
He should have a lightsaber.
That would really take the zombie killing up.
That should be like a DLC in this game.
You just turn into Star.
You get a light. Yeah, you turn into Star. There should be a Star Killer like skin in this game.
That would be awesome.
You can be Star Killer.
You just take down the Death Star.
You just pull down a freaking Star Destroyer into the zombies. I mean, that's how you do it. Right,
do you remember
there.
That part trying to pull that damn the pull it
yeah,
down?
Yeah, it's the Star Destroyer.
Oh my gosh, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, you gotta. It's like that part at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Are you crawling?
Remember that? You're crawling through the...
And you tap for like 15 minutes.
And you know, you're trying to do it as fast as you can, and like your thumb's hurting, and like my whole arm's hurting because I'm a pansy, you know, but...
Cramping up.
You cramping up, you gotta hand the controller off. Tap X! Tap X! But, yeah, man, I don't know, it's just, it's hard to figure out what to... You know, what to manage your time with on this nerd stuff. I mean, and you gotta work at the same time.
I know. I mean, you know what would be really nice? To get like a good 6 month layoff.
Don't say that.
But you're still getting your 40 hour check.
Well, that well, yeah, that, you know, I guess you could do that with unemployment, but you only get a fraction of your
yes of the your unemployment. Because honestly, that's when I started watching X-Files was when I got laid off from the painting thing.
Yeah,
I was off for about 6 months, and I borrowed seasons 1, 2, and 3 from Steve. That's when I really got in, and I started watching X-Files, and I was hooked.
So what you're saying is, if I want to get through all this stuff that I have, all my game backlog, watching Star Trek the original series, reading Game of Thrones, reading Star Wars books, playing Star Wars games on the original Xbox, I just got to get fired.
Well, or just take a six, 8 month leave,
a little sabbatical action. Everybody needs a good sabbatical every once in a while.
I mean, you fake a knee injury, you're a big fella.
I don't even know if I'd have to fake a knee injury. I think my knees are just going to give out any day now. You know, I was going to be confined to a wheelchair. I mean, I don't know. It's just like.
Rough, man.
It's rough out here for a nerd.
It does suck too, because like I said, you get off. Say you get off at 5:30. You get home. Takes a half an hour to get home. That's 6. You gotta make food, eat. And by the time you eat and get a shower and do all that, you have like 2, maybe 3 hours. Yeah.
And then you know, on top of that, like Pickens, if you got kids, you just just throw the time away. Yeah. I mean, you don't.
Well, I put them. Their bedtime's around 8:30. So I still, I got from like 8:30 till 11-ish.
Yeah, which that's good. Once you get the kids around age, 4 or 5.
Yeah,
They got the normal bedtime. You right. Go.
But yeah, it's rough having time to do stuff. Just relax and
it's
then
real.
And then and then that's not even including if you get home and you have to do other stuff around the house.
Yep.
So it's rough, tough. Man.
It's hard in the streets, man. It's hard in them streets. But one thing we did have time for, which I haven't completely had time for yet, but I'm on episode 11 out of 13.
Yep.
Is The Punisher.
Yep.
And Pickens mentioned you kind of marathoned this bad boy.
Yeah. Well, okay. The first, I think it was last weekend. I started watching. I watched the first episode, and then I was 15 minutes in on the second. Well, then I was just like, but I think it. I didn't watch it until I think Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It might have been Thursday. It was Thursday because I watched it Thursday and Friday. Anyway, but Rocky and Matt. I think it was more Matt texting about it than anybody else. Because I was telling, man, you gotta watch this. It's freaking awesome. But then with karate and all this other stuff, didn't get to watch it. Well, yeah, he's like, oh man, you're right. It's really good. This and then Billy, a guy I work with, he's talking about it. They were on episode 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I gotta get caught up. Well, then Thursday, I went from episode 2 to 7.
It's 5 hours.
And then Friday, I went from.
You finished it off, right?
I finished it off. No, it was. I had one episode to watch Friday.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I watched 2 to 7, and then Thursday, I watched 7 to 12. 12,
and then episode 13 on Friday.
Yep.
So in a span of 3 days, Pickens watched TV for 13 hours.
Yeah.
And just marathoned The Punisher.
Well, I mean, it really feels like just one movie.
Yeah.
One 13-hour movie. Because, the way they do it, it takes place right after the last episode.
Yeah.
It,
which, we're going to get into a little review here.
Yeah.
We'll try not to spoil too much. We can probably talk about stuff from the earlier episodes.
Yeah.
I so far, and I haven't seen the end yet. So, and Brent said the end is awesome.
Yeah, the end's worth it. I mean, it's really good. I mean, just what they did with it, basically Punisher being retired.
Yeah.
And man, he's just going from wherever, and he just starts out with him just sitting at a bar, listening to some music, drinking.
Yeah.
The first time he meets the younger girl that
There's a girl, younger girl, that travels with him throughout the whole season.
Yeah, she got in a little bit of trouble. So
yeah, there's people after her. This guy they call the Pilgrim.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's a Punisher villain from way back or not.
He's not. I was reading a thing like 10 things you missed or whatever. He was just one of the ones they threw in there. And I like that guy. And I don't know if you saw later on, he has a little scrape.
He has a little skirmish.
He does. He's a fight. He's basically another Punisher.
It's basically Punisher versus Punisher. And that's kind of the way it is. So if you didn't see the end of the last season, the Punisher fights Billy Russo.
Yep.
And scrapes his face down a mirror, this jagged mirror, and his face is all screwed up, and at the end of the season, he's in bandages, and his whole face is just black, and it's junk. Well, Billy Russo kind of comes back in this season, and is another, so you've got two bad guys this season. You've got the Pilgrim, and you've got Billy Russo, who turns out to be Jigsaw, which is a Punisher villain from the comics.
My problem with this is Jigsaw in the comics, his face is mangled.
Oh, it's jacked up.
You can't. I mean, it's awful.
Well, it looks like a jigsaw puzzle, right? A bunch of different pieces sewn together.
Right, and this one, he has like four scratches.
That's the thing.
I mean, they're decent little scars, but they're nowhere compared to what it was in the comics.
That's the thing that got me was, the last one, his face was completely covered in blood. There was nothing left of his face. You saw him in the bandages at the end of last season. His whole face was black.
Yeah.
And he takes his mask off in this season, and it's not really a spoiler. It happens in like the third episode.
Yeah.
He takes his mask off. He's got like four or five little cuts.
Yeah.
Four or five little scars. Now, I think that what that comes down to, realistically, in the real world, is just the makeup budget.
Yeah, probably.
You know, because they probably didn't have the makeup budget to put this guy in a full, like, fucked up face mask or whatever, like, every episode.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
But he is, and he don't remember why or who did it to him and why.
Yeah. Which, at the beginning of the show, I couldn't remember if he really didn't remember who did it to him or if he...
Yeah, I thought he was kind of playing that.
Yeah, he's playing it up.
The therapist and the... Because Madani, she's sitting at the foot of his bed.
And that's the detective from the end of the last season, right, who was there when the Punisher was fighting Jigsaw.
Yep.
Yeah. And she, if you remember, Billy Russo shot her in the head.
Yeah.
So she, you know, she is there watching him all the time.
Yep.
You know. But yeah, so, you know, that's kind of the setup of it. Like I say, all in all, you know, and we were talking about this. IGN did an article where they were saying that the MCU needs a new Punisher.
They do not. John Bernthal is the Punisher.
John Bernthal is the best Punisher of all time. We got to put him over Thomas Jane.
Well, everybody knows how I feel about Bernthal. When I first saw him in Walking Dead, and I'm like, this guy's a badass.
Yeah, well, see, and in The Walking Dead, they killed him off. Rick killed him. And then Rick turned out being worse than he was.
We'll see.
Shane was right the whole time, man.
Well, me and Kim get in arguments all about this all the time. She's like, well, Shane was just too bad. And I'm like, what do you mean too bad? You see the crap Rick does? She's like, well, he was just too bad too early. I was like, Shane knew what needed to be done, so he got it done.
He saw the world for what it was.
Right.
And he knew what needed to happen. He got Rick's family out of Atlanta, or wherever they were, got him out of there, and, you know, then Rick comes back showing up like he's some sort of white knight. Well, all he's done is ride a horse and get it killed.
Yeah.
You know? Shane knew what it was, man. Shane knew what the world was now. Yeah, he understood
I was a big Shane fan, and I was so mad when they killed him off. Because I'm like...
And Bernthal's so good. They kept him in the comic books. He dies in, like, the second issue.
Yeah.
Like, Rick shows up, Shane goes crazy, Rick kills him. That's the end of it in the comic book. But since John Bernthal is such a good actor, they kept him around for, you know, two or three seasons.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a huge Bernthal fan, and like you just said, he fits the Punisher role, and there's I can't think of anybody better suited for that role than John Bernthal.
One thing he does that does aggravate me a little bit. He gets a little Batman-y sometimes.
He does.
He's like,
which like, I think that's just him going into the Punisher rage.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but.
But he's kind of like, you know, you can just hear, even when he runs, Allison said last night, it's like a dog. He's like, like when he's running, like it is good acting. He goes into like this raw animal type state, you know, of the Punisher's rage and stuff. But sometimes it gets a little annoying for me. And I gotta say, the other thing that I didn't like about, well, there's two things I don't like about this season. One, the Billy Russo's therapist.
Yeah.
She is insane.
She is crazy.
She ends up falling in love with him. That's not really a spoiler.
Yeah.
Because you can see it from the first episode. You can tell they're going to make her fall in love with him.
Yeah.
It's some sort of weird Stockholm Syndrome thing, you know, when somebody gets kidnapped and they fall in love with the person that kidnapped them or whatever.
Well, I think a lot of it was her thinking she could save him, too.
Well, and that's just, I didn't like it, man, because he treated her like shit, and then she was just still sticking around.
Yeah.
He almost kills her like 12 times, and then she's just, she likes it. He hits her and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a bad message, just in general. All because this woman gets beat up by him, she's just going to stick by him.
Yeah.
Which, that happens in the real world, but I just don't like the message.
Which, it shows a little bit, you know, of her dad, and you know, he saved her, and she was trying to. So, I mean, I kind of see a little bit, but I fully agree.
She's just
with
annoying
you.
To me. She was just annoying that she kept coming back to him. And then the parts where this happens in the middle episodes, the parts where she's talking to Madani, the detective.
Yeah.
It just really aggravated me, man. The other thing I didn't like, and I think you're supposed to not like her, you know, whatever, but the other thing I didn't like is the cop. The NYPD detective.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in Madani's shit.
He is.
He comes to her apartment, and he knocks on the door. She opens it up. He just walks in.
Yeah.
He just walks right in. Yep. It is ridiculous. Like, you can't do that without a warrant.
Which, I didn't realize that this was kind of the top 15 things you may have missed.
Yeah.
He was a beat cop in season one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now he actually worked his way up, and I don't know if you remember, Turk... The guy, the cab driver.
Yeah, yeah.
He opened up. I guess he was in Defenders.
Right.
He's been in all of them.
Yeah, he's been in all of them.
He was in Defenders, and he opened up. He went legit and opened up a bong store.
Oh boy.
And then I didn't watch Defenders because I couldn't do it
because Iron Fist sucked.
Yeah, but Jimmy, Mike, the Rain guy, Iron Fist.
Yeah.
He's talking about, he's like, look at this bong, you know, and he's talking about that. Danny Rand. But, so he opened up an actual legit business in Defenders.
Okay.
But,
I don't remember all that crap.
Well, see, I didn't watch Defenders, and, you know, so, but I was, you know, it had a lot of interesting stuff that you may have missed.
Yeah.
And they talked about the Punisher van. Started at the end of last season, and then he has.
Yeah, the Punisher van is awesome.
Yeah,
man. You know, I like in the first or the second episode, he's driving the van. He's getting away with the younger blonde girl, which I think that actress is probably like 25.
Yeah,
because if she's actually 15, I've got some. I got some therapy I need to go to. But anyway, he's driving in the van, and the girl's. Sit there and they get cut off.
Yeah.
You know, these cars go in front of him. He's in the van and she goes, what are we going to do now? And before she gets now out, he takes out an Uzi and just mows every single one of them down. And then he puts it in reverse and smacks into the car behind him and like gets out of there.
Well, see, even earlier before, like when they're coming after her and like he knows something's getting ready to happen. So he walks into the women's bathroom. But there's a guard.
Yeah.
And he's like, my friend went in here. And they're like, no, she didn't. And anyway, he goes in and, you know, it's these assassins. And he wraps a belt around his arm. And they have knives. They have a knife, yeah. They have knives. And I don't know who approved this, but I have never seen a guy beat women, punch him square in the face in any movie this bad.
Well, he was like, he stabbed her.
Yeah.
In the chest.
That's how he killed one of them.
Yeah, well, he stabbed her. And then while she was stabbed, she was still fighting, so he just punches her in the jaw.
He does.
It was brutal, man.
It was pretty brutal. But that was a really good scene, the bathroom scene, the fight. Yeah. It was.
I am happy to report, I looked it up on YouTube, the kill count for Punisher Season 2 for the Punisher is higher than Season 1.
Is it?
So, yeah, it is. In the first season, he killed 90 people. I think in the second season, he kills like 110 or something like that. So, a little bit higher. I will say, I think in the first season, I was telling Pickens this, I think the Punisher overcame more shit in the first season.
Yep.
Because there was like every two episodes in the first season of the Punisher, he was so beat up. He was so like bloodied that I thought, how is there any way he's going to, you know, get through this? Then he just sews himself up and just goes on, you know? Now, in the later episodes of this, he gets really messed up.
Yeah.
But in some of the earlier episodes, and there's a big stretch in the middle where he's just kind of okay. You know, he's not really beat up a lot.
Well, and there's one part where they put that bounty on his head, too, so everybody's coming after him.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he'll be in the middle of a mission or something, and then, like, there's these random people, who's this? And they're just trying to collect the bounty.
Yeah.
So, season two, I feel like they had to overcome more stuff coming at him. Because you had the Billy Russo angle. You had the people trying to kill Amy, the girl he's trying to protect.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this cop trying to, you know, that beat cop trying to
There's definitely him. More coming at him. He got more beat up and overcame more in the first season.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, this second season, man, there's more killing. There's this one part in the woods where those guys come after him. He's in a police station. He goes crazy on these guys in the woods. Really good, man. All in all, I think it's kind of making me want to rewatch the first season, too.
Yeah.
Just to see, kind of compare them.
Yeah.
Because I do remember a lot of the first season, but I kind of don't at the same time, you know? So.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
Yeah, and man.
Season two was awesome. I mean, the ending was really good. I do remember, it seemed like season one, it started out a little slower.
Yeah.
Because there was 3 days he just taking a sledgehammer to a concrete wall.
Yeah, but but that really pays off.
It does.
When he sledgehammers the shit out of all those guys.
It does.
You know, that paid off for me, so I was okay with that. But,
man, season one, two, I'd hate to... it'd be hard to argue which is better.
Yeah.
I do think...
it is. They're kind of up there. They're kind of tied for me.
I think it's kind of one of those things, two's fresher in your mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, but I really enjoyed two. I liked what they did with it.
Yeah. No, I remember how I felt about one when it was over, and I was like, that's the best fucking show I've ever seen. You know, and
I just like it because all these other people have moral... Well, I'm not saying Punisher don't have morals, but, like... They're like, oh, well, this guy, you know, well, they're sorry, so, you know, we're going to let them live.
I will say, when he first met the younger blonde girl, he got a little bit of mercy about him in this season.
He did.
He got a little bit of mercy. He let that Russian guy go, remember the thing? Because the Russian guy said he had kids.
Yeah.
He let him go. Should have killed that guy.
Yeah.
You know, well, he let somebody else go, too. I can't remember, but, you know, in season one, there was no mercy about him, you know, but, season two, there's a little bit at the beginning when he has some mercy, but then he just kind of forgets that by the end.
This season, it seemed like a little bit of Frank Castle was coming out, like when he met that bartender, and he was talking to her, and they had kind of a one-night, I mean, it was a one-night stand, but he was trying to sneak out, and she had a kid, and
for some reason, see, I was thinking for some reason that woman, the bartender, I don't know why it made me think this, but for some reason I thought it was a flashback at first, because I thought, wait, isn't that the lady who played his wife? Because she looked eerily similar to his wife. And then I was also getting how this Punisher's wife looks mixed up with how the Thomas Jane Punisher's wife looked. So I couldn't remember which wife was which.
Yep.
And I thought the bartender looked like one of those wives.
But I thought it was cool because, you know, she's like, I never do this. So he walks her home and, you know, they're fooling around, whatever.
Takes her to Pound Town.
He does. Well, then they're talking and he actually tells her his real name and tells her he's done stuff. And, you know,
Frank. Name's Frank.
But, you know, he actually tells her about her kid, what happened. And,
oh boy, we got phones ringing.
Yeah. But it was, I was,
Season 2, man, just go watch it.
Yeah, man, check it out. It's really good.
It was really good. I give it an A.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, 9, 9.5 out of 10.
You do got to call me when you finish those last two.
I got to finish the last two. I'm thinking, you know, right now I'm kind of viewing, I like Season 1 a little better than Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling by the time the series ends with Season 2, you know, Pickens said the ending is awesome. So I have a feeling by the time, you know, I get around to all of them, I'll like it just as much, if not more, than the first season. So
Billy texted me yesterday. He finished it.
Yeah.
And he's a man. He's a man. I loved how it ended. It was really good. You know, it was a really good show. And
so I'll probably finish it like today.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But it looks like we're actually going to make it this week, Pickens. We're at 56 minutes right now. So.
See, I told you.
Yeah, I thought this could be the week.
Yeah.
So what do we want to talk about the last couple minutes here? I think we got to talk about, there was a little teaser on Jeff Bridges' social media.
It was a big teaser.
Yeah, it was a big teaser. He's dressed up as the dude.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski.
Coming 2019.
And it said it gave the date of February 3rd, 2019.
Oh, I didn't see February 3rd.
Or maybe it was the 15th. When's the Super Bowl? 15th? Something like that. I don't know. Now I got to sit here and watch it.
But anyway, Jeff Bridges, you know, he has the vest, or he has his, what is that? I guess it's his sweater.
Yeah, he has a sweater. He's got white hair now.
Yeah, and you know, only thing we've been debating if it's going to be a commercial or a movie or like just
what's happening? Is there going to be another movie? Or are they making? Can't be living in the past, man. Stay tuned. It says
so.
There's the Tumbleweed 2/3/19.
I'll be the Super Bowl bet.
Is that when the Super Bowl is? So we're thinking it's just going to be a Super Bowl commercial. Maybe the dude is just in a Super Bowl commercial.
But how badass would it be if it was a trailer for the new for a new movie?
Well, you know, and John Goodman's still alive, good to go. Buscemi's still kicking. So
the only one that's left that passed, I think, is Brandt.
Yeah.
I can't think.
And Sam Elliott's still out there acting.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you got to have Sam Elliott doing the narrator. I mean, we were talking the other day at work, the best narrator. You know, we were asking somebody who their favorite actor was. And I was like, I'll tell you who the best damn narrator that ever lived is. Somebody said Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, well,
and I'm like, he's up there.
That's a tough
He's
run.
In top three. I was like, but Sam Elliott, it's hard to beat.
Yeah, so if there is a commercial, I bet Sam Elliott does a voiceover.
Guarantee it.
Yeah, he has to.
But I hope it's more than just a commercial.
Yeah.
I hope it is another movie. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. You know, they've had time to do it. Jeff Bridges still loves the characters.
Oh yeah, there's been he did something on one of those late shows.
Yeah, yeah.
And he pulled out I can't remember. He was on a podium anyway. He pulled out the vest and put it on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the sweater. So,
but I keep on wanting to say Brandt, that guy. I keep on wanting to say like Paul Thomas Anderson, but that's not his name.
It's three names.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's his name. Yeah, he's actually gone.
Yeah.
But, and I'm assuming the actor that played the Big Lebowski is is gone as well.
I don't know.
Kind of just making that assumption. He was a an older gentleman.
At he was the a time. Bigger fellow too.
He was a bigger fella. He was an older gentleman. You know, but so 2-3, I guess. So that'll be Super Bowl Sunday. We'll have another podcast before it actually comes out, probably.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Yeah, next week will be our Super Bowl Sunday special, man.
Oh, it will. Yep.
Yeah, so.
I have to give our picks,
even though I don't know, man. If I don't play the Squares game this year, I might even not watch the damn Super Bowl. I say that every year, but then I watch it. So.
I'll watch it, but.
I'll watch it just because they're thinking that maybe there is a Star Wars Episode 9 teaser or
man,
something.
Man, I hope.
Maybe they'll just, what I'm thinking is they'll probably just reveal the title of it, like what it's called, like, you know, The Last Jedi or whatever it's called. I don't even know what I want it to be called, but we'll see what happens. But guys, we made it through another week here. We're rounding out an hour here. Wouldn't want to start another topic.
No.
So guys, well,
do you want to, real quick,
go ahead.
Me and Rocky's been talking. We may, I don't know if it's going to be a special, maybe do one a week or something like that. We're either talking about doing maybe like a Star Wars episode, yeah. Like where each week we do a review, we'll talk about one of the movies, or we've been talking about doing an X-Files episode each week. I think that'd be it would just be an additional, maybe one more week or something.
Yeah, or maybe one every other week or something, but...
So,
yeah, stay tuned, guys. You know, if there's anything else that you want us to talk about, let us know. Comment, you know, go over there. But best way to find us is on Facebook, the Couch Thoughts Podcast. Just, you know, search for that. We've got this episode's available on Apple Podcasts, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play. You know, we're on Twitter at Couch Thought Pod. And you know, just reach out, subscribe to the feed if you have Apple devices, subscribe to the iTunes feed. Also, go over you know, on iTunes, leave us a rating and review.
Yeah,
that helps out the show a lot. Guys, thanks for listening. Comment on the video. Let us know what else you want us to talk about. We'll you know, we're gonna maybe every other week or so, we're gonna do a little conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
So, you know, we're still gonna do that. But guys, thanks for listening, and until next week. Later.